U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Afghanistan to meet with President Hamid Karzai. The visit comes a day after the U.S.-Afghan security pact was thrown into limbo after Karzai refused to sign it. Karzai has told the Assembly of Tribal Elders, known as the Loya Jirga, that the deal should not be signed until after presidential elections in April. The Grand Assembly had approved the bilateral agreement to keep U.S. forces in the country after 2014. The U.S. says a deal has to be agreed by the end of the year, but Karzai says Washington has to prove its good intention by keeping its soldiers out of Afghan homes and promoting peace talks with the Taliban. From Kabul, Saeed Ahmed Khamush is a political analyst with us now live. Let's get his thoughts on this. Now, Mr. Khamush, why do you think Karzai did make this decision not to sign the deal, even though there wasn't a disapproval from the Loya Jirga?
Well, I think the negotiation between the United States and Afghan government took almost a year to reach a conclusion. There was almost every time back and forth on the conditions and preconditions set by the Afghan government. However, finally, the Afghan government wanted to confer this issue to the Loya Jirga, or the Grand Assembly of the Elders. And so far as the pact or the agreement itself is concerned, I think as the United States and the Afghan government before convening the Loya Jirga said that they have agreed upon all the articles of the agreement except the search of the houses and I think some other conditions. But the conditions of signing it after the Loya Jirga, after the general election, it came right after the final day of the Jirga. President Karzai is of the view that the United States, along with the support of Pakistan, can bring peace to Afghanistan. Even he was showing at the end of the day, of the last day of the Jirga, that no single incident has occurred during the past 5 or 6 days during the Jirga. So it means, according to him, that United States, if one can bring peace to Afghanistan. However, the conditionality of the agreement after the general election, I think it will make it will disappoint the international community and the United States, as they have set certain conditions. If the Afghan government doesn't agree or sign the agreement, they will withdraw their forces, and their assistance to the Afghan national forces and on yes. other aspects in Afghanistan will be on hold and will not be given to Afghanistan.
Thank you very
so,
much.
So we think...
Mr. Khamush, yeah. Yes, I'm afraid I've got to stop you because we've run out of time. Thank you so much for your comments there. Mr. Saeed Ahmed Khamush, political analyst, with us live from Kabul.